you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
So we have an update on a developing story coming out of Alexandria, Virginia. A Republican congressional leader and two Capitol police officers are being treated after they were shot this morning. It happened at a baseball field in suburban Alexandria, Virginia, just outside Washington. It was Republican House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. He was shot, but he's believed to be in stable condition. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama says two members of the lawmaker's security detail were shot as they returned fire on the shooter.
Yeah, there were conflicting reports. They were getting ready for the 56th edition of the congressional baseball game. Mm-hmm. So they're out there practicing. Rand Paul was out there. He said everybody probably would have died if it wasn't for the fact that the Capitol Police were there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They're describing it as a white male, middle-aged white male with a long rifle and a handgun, started shooting at him behind the third base dugout. So luckily, I think everyone so far from the sketchy details we have is going to be okay. I don't know about the case of the shooter who they got.
They're taking him into custody.
Yeah. So. But what a terrible deal. So last year when they played this baseball game, everybody wore wristbands because of the Pulse nightclub. It was right after that thing.
That's right. Yeah, because it just happened, the year anniversary was just
so, also, one of the witnesses is saying he might have spoke to the shooter right before. He says a guy walked up to us and asked us whether it was Republicans or Democrats out there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
And,
creepy.
And dark.
And then later, pow, 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 pow.
Yeah. He was sitting on the outside of the fence firing into the dugout.
And it's Republicans practicing.
Yeah. Wow.
The game's supposed to be tomorrow.
Yep.
So it was, you know, I mean, this was their last day to practice before the annual congressional baseball game scheduled for June 15th.
The Republicans won last year, but it was the first time they had ended a 7-year losing streak. I guess they take this stuff seriously. They're pretty competitive.
Yeah.
You hear about that, like certain places where it'll be, you know, one side, like we used to in restaurants where it would be back of the house versus front of the house, you know, where it was like all the chefs and the line guys versus, you know, the bus people.
Oh, I think I'm taking back of the house all day. It feels like those chefs could be long ball hitters.
Yeah, they could be. But, you know, once you add in the wait staff and, you know, those guys, they run. I mean, they're hustlers. They can definitely, it depends on if it's a ground game.
Yeah, if you can get them on the base.
Right. Then there you go. But we'll let you.
We'll keep you updated. Someone asked me about joining a softball team this year. I sadly declined because I had visions of not being able to run super fast around. I sound so pathetic. Never mind.
You're like, I was afraid about your ability to make it to base. It wasn't your hitting ability. It was your ability. Even if it was like way out in the field, you're like, oh.
That's how about so the president has even tweeted.
Oh, what'd he say?
The president tweeting, Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, a true friend and patriot, was badly injured but will fully recover. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. So I guess the story out of Alexandria, Virginia, we should take the positive is that no one...
It doesn't seem like there's going to be fatalities. I mean, at this point, everybody, I mean, there were shots fired, people were hit, but it seems like these are wounds that, and people really reacted well at the scene. Somebody did a tourniquet, you know, I mean, so.
These D.C. police were a male and a female D.C. police officers who were two that were shot.
So thank you for, I mean, wow, going into action. I mean, you just feel like it's going to be, just a day at the baseball. I mean, I wonder if your guards even... really that up, you know, you're at a practice game. You're going to be, it's a big fundraiser that they do every year.
You know? Think it was about an 8 a.m. practice.
Okay.
East Coast time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They raise a ton of money. They give money to like three big charities in D.C. and then
local charities.
They play where the Nationals play. They play in the big ballpark.
I mean, it sells. So our thoughts and prayers, obviously.
We'll keep you updated.
We'll keep you updated. This morning, good news for Nebraska ranchers and the state's economy. American beef will once again be exported to China. This is coming after the opening the market to China for the first time since 2003. And Greater Omaha Packing Company is going to be the one to send the first beef shipment on over. The city of Omaha is going to build a fifth police district. The city council approved a $1 million land purchase near 204th Street and West Dodge Road. That's the site that they want to build a new police station. Mayor Stothert announced yesterday that the new precinct should be opening in 2019, and that will have 40 additional police officers that'll be hired to staff.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's good stuff. 20 people are under arrest. There was a big drug and gun bust in northwest and south and northeast Omaha. It was a multi-agency sting. So Omaha and Council Bluffs police officers joined up with the U.S. Marshals, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They netted a bunch of marijuana, $10,000 in cash, several firearms. I guess the seven-month-long investigation centered on individuals involved in the trafficking and possession of firearms and narcotics. And at least six people are dead in a huge high-rise fire in London. Officials say that figure most certainly will go up as they explore the 24-story apartment building.
So people, if they haven't seen the footage from last night in the dark, the thing is on fire, and it's the towering inferno.
It's insane to look at.
Terrible. Looked like the thing was built out of oily rags. Yeah. And then today, now with the sun up, it's just a burnt
char
husk of a building.
I mean, it's amazing that they could put that thing out. And then the people trying to get out. I mean, it's a high rise. Mm-hmm. There's stories of them making, you know, like ropes out of sheets and, you know,
trying to get out. Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's the problem when you have those big high rises. A lot of times it's, do you have the ability? Do you have the tools? Yeah. No. I mean, like for the people fighting it, the hoses, yeah, the ladders, all that stuff. I mean, to get those upper decks. And then there was concerns about whether or not the structural integrity. So they weren't going in. You know, I mean, until they got an expert out there to say, no, it seems as though the structure's integrity is still intact. So they didn't want to send in firefighters or rescue a personnel until they were sure that they were going to be able to safely get in and out. And then now,
very brave. You remember, firefighters always go in.
They go in the blazing.
Heck or high water.
Yeah. Well, I think they try to make sure that. So they were telling people initially to stay in place rather than evacuate. And I guess there are also reports that the fire alarms didn't go off in
so
this
sad
apartment building.
Remember all those stories you hear about 9/11 of the people in those Twin Towers that they had did the evacuation process, made it all the way down to the lobby, and people told them to go back to their office.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
Really?
Yes, because stuff was falling from the building.
Yeah.
Remember, they didn't think it was safe to go outside, so they told people,
go back
upstairs.
Heck no. If I'm at that point, I'm like, I'll take my chances with the falling debris.
And
I'm getting out of here.
No, you will not.
I know. What do you do? People followed instructions because, you remember, 9/11, they had very rehearsed instructions because the original attempt with the truck bomb, remember in the mid-90s?
Yeah, I never thought that building
would
go.
Have you ever thought about...
They did drills, so people were following what they were supposed to do.
Have you ever thought about that, though, what you would do in a situation like that when your instinct is telling you one thing?
They say follow your instinct. I don't want to create chaos, but you hear some of those survivability experts, and they say, listen to your gut. It's your survivor's instinct. Yep. You're supposed to also stay calm, keep your wits about you,
don't
but be careful
out.
Of following the herd.
Do not be frantic, Molly. Don't push people aside.
No.
You're not George Costanza at
this
kids
isn't a
party.
This isn't a free pizza party.
Get me through.
But I've thought about that. I've been in a couple situations lately where it's been large groups of people. Like I went and saw the U2 concert at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you realize like how trapped you are. Like if something were to really happen, because it was just right after Manchester. And you just wonder, you know, and it was the day of the London Bridge incident. And I thought, gosh, here I am and I'm on the field, an NFL field. There aren't a lot of exits. I mean, there are certain places that you can get in and out of the field, but it's not like you're up in the upper stands where it's like
awful.
You can just run to the concourse.
It would be awful. I mean,
and you just have that moment of like, okay,
avoid
this
the
is
stampede,
gonna be,
I think.
Right.
I mean, you should look for exits. That's the thing to do when you're in a place like that. Just for, I think of like a fire.
Yes.
Or
just
a plane.
Something
that's
pyrotechnics,
on planes, they tell us why you're supposed to count rows. and pay attention to where
don't
the exits
the
are.
Smoke, you know.
I mean, I don't think that that's necessarily doomsday, or I just think that that's just also peace of mind. Yeah. I mean, I think that there's something sort of comforting, yeah, like, okay, I've sort of sized it up.
You got kids. You got skin in the game. You have to survive.
I got no skin in the game.
It sucks sometimes because I thought about that. I was like, if it was just me, I'd be like, all right, I guess I'm just going to be swept away by the mob.
Did you at least have fun at the show?
I did. I had a great time. No, but I'm saying you have that moment when you realize as everybody's filling in and reports were coming in from London about the bridge.
Yeah.
It just was that same night. And I thought, my God, like, what if that's a planned effort internationally or something, you know, and you just think like, what would you do? I don't know. It's crazy that we think about that.
Yeah, it is.
Facebook users possibly be able to post one day with the power of their minds.
Really? I don't want that.
No, that would be a bad idea.
No way.
Team of researchers are saying they're working on developing a virtual reality headset or eyeglasses that allow people to type with just their brains.
I'd be like, I'd have to get a hold of Jeff and go, Jeff, this is the third time you have posted a naked man riding a horse. Stop it!
Really? On a horse?
Or a lamb? I don't know. It's a llama.
You like the idea of
a hooved animal.
Someone riding a horse shirtless with their hair flowing in the wind.
Any more pants off. Dance off. I mean, it just seems like it'd be soft. If it was a llama.
Thus like a bad idea for a lot of people. Thought went on social media.
Yes.
Oh, you don't want that.
No, that's the whole thing. Inside thoughts. You know what I mean? We all have them. Like there's awful. The internal you'd monologue.
You'd have the always happy, shiny person, which everyone would hate, right?
No, I think you'd realize that the always happy, shiny person has these deep, dark thoughts.
If they have them.
I think you realize that the person who's like, hey, friend, and all of a sudden they're like, I hate you so much. Oh my God, you're such a toad. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow. I never needed to know your telepathic thoughts on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
The CEO of Facebook, Zuckerberg, says the future of communication is telepathy tech. They say it's hoped that the brain-computer interfaces that are in the works will capture users' thoughts and type them out by merely reading their minds.
Mm.
I mean, great if you want to take notes or do whatever, or let's say you're writing your memoir, or I mean, you want to keep a that's good. Translating those thoughts. But as far as Facebook posts, I don't necessarily think that that's the smart route to go. Just my two cents.
Not at all.
People who are always, you know, you'll have friends that always like to point out that you're not using the proper grammar. You're using I instead of me, or dangling participles or what have you. Apparently, researchers have confirmed what many have long suspected to be the case. Those individuals are jerks. They're less agreeable than people who do not spend their time trolling the internet and all of your Facebook posts for online grammatical errors.
So we're saying that English teachers are jerks?
No, not English teachers. They're supposed to be teaching you. I'm like, your friend, haven't you ever put something on Facebook and your friend's like, oh, hey, Jeff, I just want to point out that it's supposed to be this instead of that. And, you know,
and they
like,
put it on.
Yeah.
And then
they put it on there.
They put it on there. Yeah, they're just trying to hurt you.
Like, they don't send you a private message. Like, they put you on blast so everybody who's reading the comments.
They make you feel dumb is what they're trying to do, right? Is that kind of like the deal?
I mean, sometimes I just wonder sometimes I think, you know, like, oh, are they just trying to save you from yourself? Or sometimes is it like supposed to be? I mean, I wonder what the intent is sometimes. Because a lot of times people, you know, you're typing from your phone, and we've all been the victims of, you know, spell correct or error, you know, and I'll go back and be like, oh, I knew that it was there, T-H-E-R-E and not T-H-E-I-R, but I just, it was
autocorrect. Are you guys
autocorrect.
Lazier with that?
Oh, I think everybody is.
You know, it's just like, okay.
Yeah, lazy to a certain extent, but I still care.
Yeah.
I still want to get it right.
Pointing out grammatical mistakes isn't necessarily so terrible, right? I mean, this is how we get to Idiocracy. A lot of people have that mindset of like, why you gotta correct me, you jerk?
You're like, well,
so
maybe
we all just slowly get dumber with our dumb words because you don't want to be a jerk and correct somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, for people who are friends of mine on Facebook, I am open.
So we get to President Camacho.
Yes.
Brought a burrito coverage, Jim.
I am open to corrections. I know that I screw up and I try to get it right. And so if I did it wrong and you notice it, by all means, let me know. But I know that there are some people who find that very off-putting.
In Idiocracy, he gets diagnosed with talking like a fern. It's a different word.
I know.
Because he speaks correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Death of language. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Father's Day Sunday. Going to be a big day for the daddios. Here's the gig. We have a grill for you. All right. It's a grill tricked out. It's a $1,500 value by Stereo West. All right. That's who it's tricked out by. But speaker, stereo, the whole system. I can't wait to see it myself. It's inspired me to actually work on my old grill again and get that thing going. But all you got to do is get qualified.
So now
that's
we're playing a game of who your dad is.
Who your dad is. Hello. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on America's fastest growing game show, Who Your Dad Is.
That's good, because I know who he is.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Oh,
well, what's his name?
So
we want to give him a little shout out.
Okay. Well, he doesn't live here, but his name is Roger.
Okay.
Well, happy Father's
Day,
Roger.
I love it. His name's Roger. That's fantastic. Roger. You just don't meet any Rogers anymore.
Now, what do you usually get Roger for Father's Day in the past?
Anything that has to do with fishing.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
He's retired, and he lives down in Lake of the Ozarks. That was his dream, and he loves to fish.
You got to give him that fish skinner. You seen that thing? Oh, that's a local deal. Some guy made
Is that local?
Yeah. Some guy made a handheld fish skinner. I don't know what the heck it's called, but... You know,
Does it debone?
No, it just takes, just peels the skin off like a banana. It takes it right off like a banana. It's pretty weird.
I don't know. Okay. We call my dad Clark Griswold because he kind of has a few accidents here and there.
Oh, he does.
I don't know if he could handle the skinner.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Now, do you guys head down to the Ozarks and visit him a lot?
I do. I try to every summer and then in the fall when the water's not as hot.
Okay. Yeah. Is the Ozarks on the way to Branson? Sadly, I've never been to the Ozarks. I can't believe that, but it is okay.
Get on down there, dude.
And it's so fun. You guys got to go.
It's just the hugest lake. It's amazing. And then you got to go to Dick's Halfway Inn.
Oh.
Stop it.
That's the name of the bar.
Do I ask for Gary or
it's Jerry? Dick's and it's halfway into the lake and you do a shot with a minnow in it. I've done it.
Oh, I've done it before at some other place, yeah.
You do a shot with a minnow, and then you got to go jump off that rock. I jumped off that rock.
Oh, geez, I couldn't
everybody crawls up on it, and I don't know, it's probably like a 2 or 3 story jump, and you jump out into the lake.
All right.
Man, he's fun. Well, you're a qualifier,
yes,
so the lucky Roger
could
be getting a tricked out grill from Stereo West Auto Toys.
Well,
wouldn't that be great?
Would this be for Roger or your other man in your life, your husband?
I have an ex-husband, and he might deserve the grill because I still like him. We're good friends.
Oh,
but
no.
Maybe for my dad because he would really enjoy it.
All right, good deal. All right, well, hold on, Daryl. We'll get you information, get you all hooked up, okay?
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too. What a sweet, charming...
You don't hear that often.
Still kind to her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Speaks well of him.
Yes.
That's nice. You don't hear that every day.
No, not any day, actually. You rarely hear... kind words. That's okay. It's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? All right, we'll get you qualified again with Chi after us. But it's all day tomorrow and Friday. That drawing is going to be on Mondays.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
A lot of people are in love with the new Despacito song that Justin Bieber has a guest spot on, but not apparently enough for him to, he was a guest on it, but he didn't really learn the lyrics. So he's been performing live in concert and everyone's been, you know, calling on him to perform Despacito. And he said, I can't do it. I don't even know it. Well, while in a concert in Stockholm, somebody took that and threw a water bottle at the Biebs while he was on stage. He ducked it like a ninja. And he said, don't throw things at me, please. He got all, he was seriously zen about it. I thought that this was a chance for Biebs to really
lose it,
have a tantrum.
But people, just maybe thrown things at him in the past.
Yeah.
He went into sort of bullet time. It looked like something from The Matrix. Who throws something at the artist that you want to see?
I don't know.
I worked at a radio station in Tulsa, and the year before, somebody had thrown something at a band at a concert, and the band Collective Soul, and they brought him back the next year, and they were three songs into their set, and the lead singer said, glad you guys aren't throwing stuff at us this year. And right on cue, somebody hit him in the eye with a lighter.
Yeah, God, I remember that.
And the show was over.
Yeah.
They walked off the stage. I was like, so you have some really stupid fans here. So 2 years in a row, people bought tickets and threw things at the band.
Why would you do that?
I was like, why did the band return?
Or why did they return without, like, chicken wire, like in the Blues Brothers? Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
Where they have that scene in that they go to perform in that. We have both country and Western.
We perform both country and Western.
When they're like, what's the chicken wire for?
Right on cue. The bottle shatters against it.
To protect you from the audience. Well, Bieber, maybe he needs to start traveling with some chicken wire.
Yeah.
Beyonce could possibly be in labor with the twins that she and husband Jay-Z are expecting. At least that's some of the rumor from the Beehive. People say that security got stepped up at UCLA Hospital. Really? And according to Shade Room, an insider at UCLA Hospital has confirmed that Beyonce and her team showed up to the hospital and that the staff proceeded to shut down the whole fifth floor and move patients to another building. Imagine that.
No,
you're so
mind.
Important that you go to have a baby and everybody else is kind of like...
All right, move on
Beyonce,
in.
I want to see Beyonce actually physically get a beehive of like female soldier security guards that are almost like Gaddafi's female... You know,
with her at all times.
Republican guard. Yeah, the beehive.
Yeah.
The logo is a beehive. It's like, you know, that's the emblem on there. Mm-hmm. Nothing but like, you know, sweet looking ladies in military hot shorts.
Yep.
You know, they're like in that green khaki hot shorts, but it's everything's tight.
Oh,
just showing a little
tight bit.
You got a little bit of butt globe showing on the bottom.
I like
ooh,
it.
Butt
you know what
globe.
I mean? Like they're that. And then like the combat boots are the big wedge platform heel combat boots.
I think we're going to see a lot of girls wearing exactly what you just described now, the College World Series.
Yeah. There you go. Just gave you a little taste.
CT
what you're
going to
get this weekend.
Yeah.
Dos Equis, the most interesting man in the world, the original guy that we all grew in love, is actually an actor by the name of Jonathan Goldsmith.
I like him.
And
I miss him.
I know.
You don't like the new guy?
He looks like Phelps to me. He looks like Phelps.
Well, the
exactly
7-year-old...
Like
he does kind of looks like Phelps.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are ready to embrace
really?
The new most interesting man in the world. But Dos Equis' original most interesting man in the world, a 78-year-old actor by the name of Jonathan Goldsmith, is now hawking tequila. I guess that's the whole thing. Astral Tequila.
All right.
He is reprising his famous commercial role in a new ad. Now, I don't know exactly if he's playing the most interesting man in the world.
He just looks like he is. I mean, he is that man.
Right. Because Heineken USA owns the concept of the most interesting man in the world because they're part of the Dos Equis. So, but I'm saying they don't own this guy being this guy. So if an actor performs in character, then that would be infringing on the rights. But if the actor is just, you know... making a reference to their old roles as the most interesting man in the world, then that's fine. So
that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to be saying, now I drink tequila.
Yes.
Because it was always, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis.
And when I'm not drinking that water that I was drinking before, they fired me to hire whatever new guy they've got. Because that's the whole thing.
That was a younger guy. I mean, that was their deal, right?
He got pushed out.
Well, they
got
to go for millennials.
You bet.
Right? They don't want to see some old griefer. They're like, I don't want to drink my dad's beer.
Hey.
I mean, I did when I was like underage and that was all I could get a hold of. But now.
Yeah.
Now that I can actually pick and choose. Come on now.
I had some buddies of mine went out recently. They went down to Night Owl in the Blackstone District.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, at the moment they walked in, one of my buddies was like, dude, I feel too old to be here. And my other friend's like, no, we're cool. And he walked up to the bar and he's like, can I get a beer? Can I get a Bud Light?
Oh, geez.
And they go, we don't serve Bud Light. He goes, well, what do you serve? He goes, it's on the menu. My buddy's like, I can't read it without my glasses.
Stop it. No. No. Nope.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah, maybe we are too old to be in here. I wasn't there. I was at parties. Party.
Yeah. Well,
that's
still.
That's the cool fail.
That's the cool fail.
Hold on a second. Let me get my readers out and check out your chalkboard offerings.
It is an old feeling. I have to wear glasses now, and I just started wearing them in December. I feel like I've been wearing them forever, though. But it is a moment. You know, I've got these glasses that I'm reading right now, using, that I have sunglasses that are prescription as well.
Well, here's what I would notice is, since I've witnessed the transformation. Yeah. It's better for all you guys with glasses to just put them on and leave them on.
Yeah.
When you're seeing the people that only get them out when they need to read.
Yeah,
and
then
they take, you know, when they're in that awkward vanity phase.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. That looks old.
It looks very old. Yeah, because it's almost like it's not, you're not used to it, you know?
Did you have the ones that snap in the middle?
I haven't done those, no.
You got to get those ones.
I hear they're
those
pretty
sweet.
Those
things are supposed to be really sweet.
Yeah. I've been, the other day, because if I don't bring these ones, and it's summertime, you know, daytime out, I'll have to use my sunglasses, and that's always a weird moment when I'm reading a menu with my sunglasses on.
You're like, this guy's really cool. He thinks he's Bono.
Very eclectic.
Look at this. We got a bloaty Bono at section 4.
Hey.
It's a table 6 over there.
Fat Bono's here. Eating Funyuns out of his fanny pack.
Bloaty Bono.
He asked if he could have a lemonade, but I noticed a flask in his pocket. He's not fooling anybody. They charge too much for vodka here. I bring my own.
I love you so much. So much.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.